It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. This week in Seattle, the Income Inequality Advisory Committee has been meeting behind closed doors.
This is a 25-person committee that includes business and labor leaders who Mayor Ed Murray appointed. Their task is to examine a proposal to raise the minimum wage in Seattle to $15 an hour.
Intrepid City Hall reporter and Publicola news editor Erica C. Barnett was not invited, but she has been reporting on the minimum wage issue in Seattle this week. She's spoken to anonymous sources on the committee about what's happening behind those closed doors at those meetings on the minimum wage.
KUOW's David Hyde met up with Erica at a landmark fast food restaurant where the starting wage is 10 bucks an hour.
We're sitting in the only indoor Dick's on Queen Anne, and we're looking up at the lovely decor, the orange and blue tables, a bunch of kids running around, and the big neon Dick sign.
And the smell of French fries wafting through the air. How exactly would Dick's workers be affected if the wage goes up to 15 bucks an hour, do you think?
Well, they get a 50% raise. And, I mean, if I was working here, I'd be pretty happy about that.
But Dick's makes the argument that, look, you know, this is not meant to be long-term employment. What's the answer to that in Seattle, do you think?
Dick's is a very specific situation, and it's true that fast food is not meant to be long-term employment. The problem, as Councilmember Sawant pointed out recently, is that there isn't really a ladder forward or ladder upward in fast food. So if you aren't going to college, and not everybody does go to college, it's not like there are a lot of opportunities for advancement. So $15 an hour, if you're in fast food, is actually a really big boost.
Saying progressives are divided on an issue almost seems redundant. In this case, it's true. Progressives in the city of Seattle divided over exactly what to do about raising the minimum wage. What can you tell us?
Everybody basically agrees that we want to get to $15 an hour, but there's one side that wants to do it immediately, right away, no exemptions, and that's the 15 Now camp, led by Councilmember Shama Sawant. They want to implement $15 or put it on the ballot. And the other camp is Ed Murray's camp, Mayor Ed Murray, who has appointed a 25-member minimum wage coalition to come up with what the right number might be based on data, based on analysis out of the University of Berkeley, of California at Berkeley, out of the University of Washington. They're looking at what exemptions might be appropriate and whether a different number than 15 might be appropriate as well.
Speaking of data, there's other big news out this week at the national level. They're talking about raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Barack Obama and other Democrats support that. Republicans are generally opposed to that idea. Congressional Budget Office is interesting because the Democrats are almost always on the same side as the Congressional Budget Office, but this time they weren't. The CBO basically saying the impact would be mixed on the country. On the one hand, it would cost the country about 500,000 jobs. On the other hand, it would help reduce the poverty rate. What impact do you think that report and sort of the politics of it could have here in Seattle and in Washington State?
I don't think it will have any impact here in Washington State, or at least in Seattle, because I think here it has gone, the minimum wage has gone from being an economic issue or even a political issue to being essentially a moral issue. I've talked to a lot of people who've said, look, this is going to make me have to pay my workers more, and I don't really want to do that, but you know what? I'm going to vote for it because it's the right thing to do. There was a recent poll by the firm EMC that showed 68% support for a $15 minimum wage in Seattle.
Is there going to be a robust moral argument from the perspective of small business owners who say, look, this is going to crush us, or at least it's going to hurt our businesses?
I don't think there's going to be a moral argument, and I think if you look at the economic argument, you can go back to that CBO study, which found that just 0.3% of jobs would be affected. That 500,000 jobs does sound like a lot, but as a percentage, that's really a very small percentage, and you're talking about a lot of people being lifted out of poverty.
You also mentioned this effort by the Minimum Wage Committee to reach out to economists at UW and Berkeley. They contracted with them to find out, okay, what impact would 15 bucks an hour have here on the city? Really, the same question that the Congressional Budget Office was looking at, and that's going to be due out at the end of April. They're not talking. I tried contacting them this week, not getting any answers, so we don't know exactly what they're going to say. But when they do issue the report, what kind of impact do you think that could have?
I think it's going to have a real impact on what recommendations come out of the mayor's task force. To date, not a whole lot has happened with that task force. They're kind of waiting for the results of those two reports. But, you know, if they come back and say this is going to have a devastating impact on businesses, I don't think that's what they're going to find, but they might. That's going to definitely impact the recommendations from the committee, and in turn, if they recommend something like $12 an hour, I think it's going to make it more likely that the minimum wage, the $15 minimum wage, is going to go on a ballot.
And Mayor Ed Murray, in his State of the City address, also brought up the minimum wage. Erica, what did he say?
He said that he wants to have the goal of getting to $15 an hour, but he wants to do it based on data.
So he wants to have the goal of getting to the minimum wage. What does that mean?
He has a goal of $15 an hour, but he's hedging his bets a little bit, again, based on the idea that data could suggest a different number.
I want to have a goal of getting to my next question here, which is he's been apparently holding some closed-door meetings on this issue. What can you tell us about those?
Well, that's the task force, and the interesting thing, possibly the biggest mistake that he made, was telling everybody not to talk, because you can't really keep 25 people silent. What I'm hearing is that they haven't really gotten a lot done so far, that they have really been kind of at the kumbaya stage so far, and it was described to me as sort of drinking from a fire hose initially, because everybody had so many complaints and so many concerns. It's a coalition of business people and labor people and all different kinds of interests that generally don't agree. And so, as you can imagine, those meetings haven't gotten very far so far.
Erica C. Barnett, the Seymour Hersh of Seattle City Politics. Her sources have sources. Erica, finally, I just have to ask, since we decided to meet here in Dix, and you're originally from Texas, I realize that, but you're an astute political observer. You get the moral and political scene here in Seattle. What is the aesthetic and moral appeal of Dix?
I think it reminds people of an authentic Texas place like Whataburger, but it cannot compare.
Whoa.
Nobody even knows what that is.
Come to Texas.
All right. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you.
Whataburger happens to be a Texas fast food chain embraced by former Texan and Publicola News editor Erica C. Barnett. She spoke to our esteemed colleague, David Hyde. By the way, I spoke to Jim Spady, the son of Dick's Drive-In founder Dick Spady, last fall. He thinks it's unreasonable for small restaurant owners who usually don't even own their own locations to pay their employees $15 an hour.